The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
Legalism was of great concern to the Apostle Paul and others, even spent a great deal of Galatians talking about it. But for you and me, what would constitute legalism? How can I know if I am a legalist? An interesting discussion just ahead here on Grace in Focus, and we're so glad that you've joined us today, friend. Grace in Focus is the radio broadcast and podcast ministry of the Grace Evangelical Society. You can find us at faithalone.org. Lots of information about our resources and our conferences. You can also listen to and watch our short videos on our Grace Evangelical Society YouTube channel. Once again, our web address, faithalone.org. Now, with today's question and answer discussion, here are Ken Yates and Catherine Wright.
We were just talking in between episodes, and we had a call-in question, and I like talking about this topic because I think it's something that Christians struggle with, or sometimes we don't think of it this way. Mm-hmm. And so you were the one who got the call, and his name was Fred.
That's right.
What did he say, and what was his question?
Yeah. So sometimes we have folks call in to the office, and we try to call y'all back and, you know, answer questions. Same thing with these write-in questions that we get and respond to. So if you ever have a question, please send it into the office, you know, faithalone.org. We'd love to get your questions. But yeah, I had a long conversation with a guy. His name was Fred, and the conversation kind of went all over the place like they often do. But one question that came up, and I just thought it was a really interesting one, was how do we define legalism? And I agree with Fred on this, but I think we should add to it. But he defined legalism as when we elevate our traditions over the commandments.
So it's not the commandments,
right?
But it's our traditions.
So like with the Pharisees, when they, you know, they added so much to, I mean, pick it, the Sabbath, right?
How to wash your hands.
Right. And you can only walk so far. And, you know, mothers couldn't lift up their children. And I mean, they just added to what
no
was.
No healing on the Sabbath.
Yes, no healing on the Sabbath. So, yes, they were to keep the Sabbath. You know, it was supposed to be a day of rest. But they added to that commandment with all of these additional traditions. And those traditions became more important than following the Lord, ultimately.
And I think that that's a really good point, because I think a lot of times that's, even if they do it subconsciously, mm-hmm. I think that's the way Christians see it. You know, like my traditions,
right.
I elevate them.
So like, for example, in our context, right, I'm using myself. I go to a church and we start at this time, and we sing this many hymns, and we do the doxology at this time, or maybe we do the Advent candles at Christmas. Well, technically none of that is.
Or the preacher, and boy, I've seen this, the preacher has to wear a tie.
Right.
If the preacher doesn't wear a tie, he's not honoring God.
Yes.
But he's disrespecting God in the way he dresses.
This seems personal, Ken Yates,
yeah,
to you.
So I'm on the soapbox here.
Right. And those are traditions. And it's not that traditions are inherently bad, but they do become problematic when they are elevated beyond actually serving others and the teachings of Christ, certainly.
But what's interesting about this topic, and this is maybe something that some of our listeners, or maybe many of our listeners, never thought of. I remember when I first was exposed to Grace teaching and GES, I don't remember if it was in a conference or where it was, but it was brought out that legalism involves the law.
Yes.
And I remember being listening and being told, and I don't know if I'd ever thought of it that way. Maybe I did. But legalism can also, of course, it's legalism if I think I got to keep the law in order to be saved.
Mm-hmm.
Or if I preach that. Or let's say I'm a believer. I believed in Jesus for eternal life. But later, I go, oh, no, that was wrong. I still have eternal life, but I can preach a legalistic gospel.
Sure.
A false gospel, which is, oh, no, you got to keep the Ten Commandments.
Mm-hmm.
You got to do whatever. Or Jesus commanded us to be baptized, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a commandment. Okay,
yep.
We're going to go into the New Testament, right? So if you want to go to heaven, you got to be baptized. Okay. That's legalism.
Sure. Okay? And that's not tradition.
That's not tradition.
To Fred's point, which I agree with Fred again, but I think that you make a good point that it's not just the traditions where we can get hung up on. It's also the actual commandments.
The commandments that mm-hmm. are holy, as Paul says in Romans, right? The commandments are holy, but I can turn them into legalistic practices, either in the gospel or, and this might be mm-hmm. everyone I hopefully heard that about the gospel say, oh, well, yeah, obviously, that's a legalistic gospel. It's not a saving gospel. But we could also do it for Christian living.
That's right.
And again, this is when I was first exposed to grace teaching. Legalism can be, okay, I've got to keep the Ten Commandments, not to be saved, but to please God in the sense that I check them off every day. Mm-hmm. I have a checklist, okay? I do these things. And if I do these things, okay, I don't lie, I don't steal, I don't commit adultery.
I go to church on Sunday.
I worship the Lord. I don't covet. Mm-hmm. That's a tough one, though. But if I do all those things, then I'm good to go.
Right.
You know,
and I'm keeping the commandments.
Right.
Everything's hunky-dory.
I'm keeping the commandments, and therefore I'm pleasing to God.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
That's not always true.
Mm-hmm. And because that attitude, and by the way, this comes from Acts 15. If you go to Acts 15, there's two groups.
Just jumping in here to make you aware of our magazine, Grace in Focus. It is a bi-monthly, 6 issues per year, 48-page magazine, full color. And we want you to subscribe by emailing your name and your snail mail address to ges@faithalone.org. The subscription is free. It can be accessed electronically or it can be actually physically sent to you if you live in the lower 48 United States. That's our Grace in Focus magazine. Send your name and snail mail address to ges@faithalone.org.
If you go to Acts 15, there's two groups. One group comes up and says at the council, you have to be circumcised to be saved.
Mm-hmm.
And that's legalism. Everybody, okay, that's wrong. But then the next group comes and says, well, we need to teach these believers to keep the law of Moses, here the you know mm-hmm. the Old Testament. So no, circumcision doesn't save me, but I still need to do that in order to please God. Both of those are rejected at the Jerusalem Council there in Acts 15. So let's talk about that. How can, if I understand that I don't have to keep the law, here we're talking about the Ten Commandments, in order to be saved, how is it that keeping the law can turn into legalism for me?
Before we got on, I gave just a real simple example of this, that, okay, the scriptures tell us that we shouldn't forsake the assembly, that we should be going to church, that we should be part of a body of Christ. Okay, we see that. But what if somebody's homebound? What if somebody, you know, is really sick? You know, they're in a season and it's a long season. Maybe they can't go to church consistently.
Or they have a handicapped child.
They have a handicapped child, or they struggle with depression and it's just really difficult for them. There's so many things that could prevent someone from attending church regularly. Maybe you're in an area where there isn't a church for you to attend. I've got some friends in New Zealand, and boy, oh boy, it's hard. Are they displeasing the Lord? And there's going to be some people who look at them and say, well, they should go anyways.
And that's where the legalism comes
in. That's right. Or they should move.
I do these things and you don't.
That's right.
Therefore, I have a critical attitude of you.
That's exactly right.
Right. And in 1 John, when John talks about keeping the commandment, he's primarily talking about loving your brothers mm-hmm. and sisters in Christ. So if you say you are keeping the commandments, but you hate your brother, in other words, you're critical of them.
That's right.
You're judging them. Mm-hmm. You are not merciful towards them. Then therefore, you've turned it into, in other words, I've checked the block. I've done all these mm-hmm. things and you didn't.
So therefore, I'm better than you.
Better than you.
That's right. I've been teaching through 1 John with a group, and we were in 1 John 2:9. And one of the observations that has been made a few times with 1 John is, there seems to be these claims that are made. If someone says, I have no sin, then they're a liar, right? If someone were to say, I'm walking in the light, but you hate your brother. So it's not...
So you're doing all those things.
Right. You're doing these things.
Right.
And that's the point. It's this is not the believer who is the prodigal son out in the wilderness, you know, the carnal, like, believer in our mind of, like, right. They know they're out of fellowship. These are people who think they are in fellowship with the Lord.
Right. Because they're doing those things.
Because they're doing the righteous things, and they're making these claims of, oh no, I'm in fellowship with the Lord, but you're mistreating your brother and sister. You hate your brother or sister in Christ. Well, then no, you're not in fellowship with him. And so, yeah, I mean, that's such a small example of they're not attending church, but it's fleshed out in so many other ways.
Yeah. Believers who have a list of things to do, like we're told to study the word.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So somebody says, well, I've studied the word an hour today. And then he looks around and he judges those who don't.
Mm-hmm.
That's a legalist.
That's right.
That is exactly what we're talking about. Because, yes, the laws are there and they're good, but we don't keep them in our own power. And that's the thing with the legalist. The legalist says, I do these things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do these things. Where true sanctification, or the sanctification that pleases the Lord, is when he accomplishes these things through us.
This right. is a big part of Romans as well, right? Paul is saying, I tried to do this in my own power, in the flesh, but I couldn't do it. I couldn't keep it. And I, in my experience, died.
Right.
It's a big problem in the Christian life that we can become so focused on the commandments and not the commander.
So a legalist, that's a good way to put it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm focusing on the commandments and not the one who gave them, and relying upon him to change me. This is a huge problem in the church.
Yeah.
I don't know if everyone would agree with me on this, but if you are a church-going, Bible-reading, praying, serving person, but you find, or we find, certainly could happen to me as well, maybe it does, that I'm critical, that I'm judgmental, that I look at other people and say they're not as holy as I am,
mm-hmm.
that kind of thing.
Nitpicky.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think probably most of the time, it's going to go to Fred's question, then it's probably going to turn into also we're going to add our traditions.
That's right.
That's what the legalist does.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't do the commandments as I do. But you know what else I've noticed? They don't dress as nice at church,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they don't go to church as much as I do. I go on Sunday night and I go on Wednesday night and they don't.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happens with the legalists. So we hope this conversation maybe expands the way we see legalism. We see that for the legalist, he takes what is good, the commandments, and turns it into a self-righteous
pride
kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and that is the opposite of grace. And remember, keep grace in focus.
Read many from our library of thousands of free magazine and journal articles online at faithalone.org/resources. That's faithalone.org. Did you miss an episode of Grace in Focus that you really wanted to hear? Just come to faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. We have all our past episodes right there on the site. Our team is really great about answering questions, comments, and feedback. If you've got some, we hope to hear from you. Let me give you our email address so you can do just that. It's radio@faithalone.org. That's radio@faithalone.org. On our next episode, have you ever heard of soul sleep? What's that? Please join us, and until then, let's keep grace in focus.
The proceeding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.